Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, every Sunday morning on the AM dial, 8:55 AM, 3CR Community Radio, 9:30 every Sunday morning. We're here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We've got Campo down there playing with his phone. I was going to say playing with himself. Yeah.
Whoa.
we've got the Swallow.
Morning, everyone.
And we've got young Zach, the Secretary of the Union here today. How are you, Zach? Welcome to the Concrete Gang.
Good morning, Gorilla.
And we've got a bit going on. Excuse me. And we've had our lovely Annie here. She's just had a new granddaughter. Congratulations, Annie. So everyone's happy.
Born this morning.
Everyone's up on their toes, including us, because we had a great meeting yesterday at where was it? Was that the showgrounds? It was the BIG meeting with all the shop stewards, all the shop stewards from the ETU, plumbers and the CFMU, Metals. And AMW. Mm-hmm. Just give you a chance to finish.
Sorry.
Right, I know you're keen to get in there, mate, but yeah. Just go back to sleep, all right?
I'm off.
It was very good, fantastic turn up, and we had all the secretaries from the unions, the appropriate unions there. It was a really good meeting, and I think, Zach, you'd be pretty happy with what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very positive meeting. We achieved quite a bit of business. Our union's got a plan moving forward. Build the union, make it stronger, get out of administration as soon as possible. We've got a report back on the Target 1000 campaign, and we also launched our trade licensing campaign. And a very positive meeting, people wanting to get on with the job and get out there and put the members' interests first and build this union.
Yeah, it was a really, really positive meeting. And it is a 12-point plan. So let's go through a few of the points. Number one is building a bigger union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look... over the course of administration with everything else happening, we've maintained record high financial membership here in the branch, but we don't like to rest on our laurels. We want to make the union bigger and better and expand the scope of our agreements and the people we represent.
And number two is keeping the VicTas branch strong and effective.
Yeah, I know for many of our rank and file members this has been an important issue. We're not going to dilute the power or the strength of the VicTas branch. It's the tip of the spear of our union.
And number three is governance.
Well, at the meeting, obviously, we've put a number of things in place to provide leadership for the branch during the period of administration, but it was also really positive. We were able to announce two new coordinators joining the executive group to lead the branch, Stephen Long and John Perkovic, both very experienced organisers with a wealth of knowledge that will help us lead the branch forward.
And it didn't take long for Brother Perkovic to hit the paper, got his name in the paper.
Didn't even leave the meeting, it was out.
Didn't even leave the meeting. Bit of a slow news day.
That's what happens. Number four is protecting and empowering the shop stewards.
Yeah, look, we've strengthened the shop steward structure. We'll continue to do work there, instituting new rules about having 5 years continuous membership before someone gets put forward for election as a steward, more training, better support. I think those are all very positive things.
You blokes can jump at any time. Yeah, you're not here for your looks. I mean, you know.
Sounds like you've got a cover over here.
I don't want to step on your toes, mate.
You would just, it wouldn't be the first.
I've got time to go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, he's actually said more words than he normally does. So.
I know. He's peaking already. That's it. He might as well go in here. What's this? Target 1,000, the rollout of the EBAs. Yeah, that's going fantastic.
It's going fantastic. Don't listen to any of the shit talkers or keyboard warriors out there. We're nearly at 1,000. We're up 800-900 agreements. This has been one of the fastest rollouts, if not the fastest rollout of agreements ever. And it's a big credit to our organisers and shop stewards to consider the Fair Work Commission and all the challenges that have been thrown at the branch to get those EBAs out there.
It's probably more than we've ever had, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. And plus a special shout-out to Jerry McQuaid. He's done a good job.
Jerry McQuaid, leader, the team in the office have really grabbed it by the horns and driven the process, which is good.
All right. Lucky it's big riding. Gearing up for the next bargaining continues.
Yeah, we're talking about closing out this agreement, but next year we'll be starting the new agreement. We're going to be kicking off with a log of claims meeting open to all financial members of the union. That'll be a big bargaining round. That'll be a tough fight, and we need to be ready to take it all the way up to the bosses with the next bargaining round.
Lifting industry standards, as we're always trying to do.
Yeah, this is one of the big highlights of the meeting. Trade licensing, unfinished business for the VicTas branch. The state government here in Victoria introduced trade licensing legislation, but it's just gathering dust on the shelf. We need to actually get it enacted, starting with carpenters. This is about protecting the trades, protecting the standards our members enjoy, improving safety. It's about time carpenters got the same recognition sparkies, plumbers, other licensed trades get.
Yeah, and licensed work, it is a game changer. I know we've gone into it before, and something we need to target, and that's something we've got to really probably address in the new agreement we're going to be talking about, negotiating and all that, because you've got to put in like licensing fees and how does that work, and how getting people RPL'd up and all that sort of stuff. So
absolutely,
better member comms.
Yeah, we're both putting on more resources. We've had advertisements out to hire new comms people. We really want to bolster the communications to members that we do in the branch.
More training and organising official staff and delegates?
Yeah, there was a couple of questions from the floor about this. A lot of support from our stewards and the organisers for more training. Gone are the days we just get thrown a set of car keys and told, here's your area and go out there and do your best. We need to make sure we're giving the people that represent our members all the skills, training. Also a bit of training about the history of the union and how we've won. What we've won, the conditions and entitlements that generations beforehand have fought for and won.
We're starting new organisers too.
Yeah, we've got an organiser round of looking to hire a number of new organisers. Applications closed from within the shop steward ranks last week. Executive of the union's looking at a few applications, had a lot of really, quality seasoned shop stewards apply. It's a good sign that in this period that there's people wanting to put their hand up, be counted and help lead members moving forward.
Because we did have a massive number of people that wanted to apply, didn't we?
Yeah.
50.
That's massive.
Well over 50, yeah. Well over 50 of our shop stewards put their hands up to say that they wanted it. And I think just that in of itself speaks volumes.
In the middle of administration.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably the hardest time the union's gone through. And a period
one of the hardest.
One of. But we're going pretty well through it, aren't we? Look at everything. We're still getting an EBAs up.
Exactly.
100%. Memberships up. So it's not all bad.
No, there was a lot of positivity, I think, in the room yesterday where people are seeing that the branch is moving forward and they just want to keep getting on with the job.
Less people dwelling on the fact we're in administration and just starting to move on with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're about. We've got to get the business done, don't we? We're here for the members and, and whatever we do is in the benefit of a member, we'll be going well.
The mourning period's over. Let's start getting back to work.
Yeah.
Building solidarity across the movement, which was a great sign yesterday with all the BIG unions together and all the shop stewards together. It's a good thing we've sort of got happening again.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I say it a lot. I'll say it again. The way forward for us is working as part of a collective. It's showing solidarity with the other building unions. It's been part of a broader movement. That's got to be part of how we move forward as a branch.
How many you reckon were there, Jesse?
We had an estimate over 650.
Yeah.
Probably near on 700, I think.
Yeah, a few people standing up the bar.
Yeah, that's just shops, Jules. Remember that. Dare to learn, dare to win.
Training centre. It's one of the best things that this branch has done. Yesterday acknowledged Ann Duggan and acknowledged her again for, you know.
We should call it the Ann Duggan Training Centre, shouldn't we?
Probably should.
We'll have to be. Well, yeah. What's wrong with that?
No, yeah, absolutely. We're
good at getting billboards up.
Ann deserves a lot of credit for getting the training centre. But it's a fantastic facility. And we want to strengthen it. We want to improve it. It's really unique what we do for our members in that training centre in the context of Australian Union. So I think it's something we don't promote enough, but it's something we want to build, expand, and take forward.
And where it's come from, where you consider where it started, just little training groups on jobs years and years ago to what we've got now. It's amazing.
That's when I first, they came out to the job to do plan reading courses and stuff like that in the smoko sheds.
Fighting for a better society.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though under administration doesn't mean that we're not out there voicing, speaking up on issues that matter to our members, it doesn't mean we're not out there fighting for a better society for working class people.
Yeah, well, that was it. That was the 12 points we made yesterday. It was resolutions passed and they're all passed unanimously. Can you say that, Camp? I still can't say that.
No, I'm not even going to try, bro.
What about Vietnamese?
Vietnamese.
So it was very good, and it was catching up with all the stewards, went around the jobs and all that. It was all in good spirit, and there was all positivity there yesterday, and a few other things were brought up, good ideas and all that. So it was very, very positive feedback.
Mm. And obviously the new assistant secretary of the plumbers got announced as well, didn't he?
Of the metalworkers.
Sorry.
Jimmy Trainer, great bloke. Wish him every success. He'll be a good addition to the team. He got a shout out at the meeting yesterday.
Mm, yeah. And Craig Johnson on his life membership.
Yeah, that's right.
He got a mention. It's all about the medals, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, Craig Johnson, I reckon 20 years ago or 10 years ago, people wouldn't have foreseen the National Secretary of the AMWU presenting Craig Johnson with life membership, but how history has a way of, you know.
And well deserved, too. Yeah.
Well deserved.
No doubt.
But I'm sure Craig's listening. Shout out to
Craig. You're 100% what you're right in saying. You're 100% correct. You know, it was a rough time, to say the least.
I'm sure Craig's listening. Shout out to Craig and all the support he provides our union and our branch as well.
I could tell a few stories, but maybe I shouldn't. One of them, he reckons, well, I could tell you, I suppose. Can you get charged after it all?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, okay, maybe I won't.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think if Craig's listening, he remembers the Casey Jones story and with the train and that stuff.
We're pushing ahead here.
Yeah. I think we might leave that where it was. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what have we got here, boys?
Just one thing, Zach. Obviously, we're the Tassie branch as well, and we've got a lot of Tassie listeners, and they just had an election down there. Do we know any, does that mean the stadium's going ahead, or?
Oh, look, the stadium's still, the stadium's still in doubt. It's the hot button political issue down there. Obviously, you know, we want to see, you know, we've always supported more infrastructure and, you know, better infrastructure, and we've been had discussions with the government, myself and the officials down there, about building it, make sure they're building it, you know, safely and with good wages and conditions. We've got to wait and see, I suppose, what government falls out of this, because that crossbench, there's quite a number of people in the crossbench down there that's going to be required to form government that are very anti-stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it's a hung parliament again, isn't it?
It's a hung parliament
again.
They
didn't get a result.
Yeah.
And quite a number of the independents that are in the crossbench and the Greens are anti-stadium.
Because it's a different setup to everywhere else in Australia, isn't it, the way they're... party works, doesn't it?
Everything's a bit different.
Tasmania and the ACT have a political system called Hare Clark, which...
Yeah,
Hare Lip.
All right. They have a political system called Hare Clark, and, it's... I could explain it to you, but we'd lose the rest of the segment trying to explain it to you.
We'll get here and snore them from
I'll
here,
go back to sleep.
But we cover all the big topics here.
That's right. Yeah, we're not.
But they definitely need that stadium, don't they? We're watching a footy match down there a couple of weeks ago with Hawthorn and that, and the ball was going up in the air and blowing back. Yeah,
I'll tell you what a young lady explained to me, and she goes, "I said, look, it'll be like you get the stadium. All right, you need hospitals and schools and all that. You get the stadium, you get, you know, not just football, but you'll get basketball, all the other sports, plus the bands that can come down and perform down there. Mm. The money you make would be unreal. And then you could, the money would come, and you could, then you get hospitals and all that. But she goes, they just don't want any change at all down in Tassie. None at all. That's what they don't want. So, you know.
And it's like two different states, isn't it?
The North and the South. Across the border, the radio station changes.
Yeah, good words. Well, I'll go back to sleep. Yeah. All right, now, we'll cut to a track. The great man, Ozzy Osbourne, during the week, passed away. He gave it full bifter, didn't he, old Ozzy? I'll tell you what, he's left nothing in the locker.
And you saw him last gig 3 weeks ago, mate. He's still cracking at it.
Oh, he was. It was.
What have we got, Campo?
War Pigs.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning.
Gee, there it was. It did fade out very nicely, didn't it? Jesus. War Pigs. And that was for the great man, Ozzy Osbourne. He gave it full bifter over his years and, you know, apparently very generous with his money, his young Campo's been telling us. $300 million he splashed around all these charities and that, and good on him, you know.
I'll tell you what, not many people would have burnt the candle as hard as old Ozzy did.
Oh, no. Jeez.
He paid for it in the later years, though.
But, you know, that's well, a problem. He would have had some more. I'd love to hear his good stories.
Yeah. He got the 76. Yeah. Just hope you make it, mate, you know.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, old Hulk Hogan, he's died too. Yeah, old Hulk's gone.
Fell off the perch.
I think Dal put the mozzer on him, though.
He was
we're talking
about the
same
age.
Oh, well.
71. I reckon Hulk Hogan lived a fitter life than old Ozzy did, and he got 76. Mm.
Well, talking about all that, you'd want to have your super all right, wouldn't you, if you're going to fall off the perch, wouldn't you, boys?
Well, the 12% super guarantee includes all your rate of pay plus your travel and any allowances. And it seems like it's come to our attention that about a third of the companies aren't including the travel in the calculation. So a lot of the members are getting shortchanged about $33 a week. So we need all the stewards to get out there and check and make sure everyone's getting the right super, you know. So that's been happening over about the last 9 months. They've pulled the travel out of the calculations. So a lot of people are getting shortchanged $33 a week.
Campo?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, that your minimum should be 280 and it's 12% super. So if you go over that, then you've got to go into the calculations and that goes in the super and all that.
Now, if you run it past old mate, remember, apparently we didn't get something right last time, you remember?
They're a bit emotional, old Seabus, aren't they?
Well, I haven't seen them and
they're
still real.
Where are they? Are they still out there? What's going on? You know, I don't know. What's happened? Who picked that up, us or them?
I think we did.
Well, there you go.
Where's the grasshopper?
Who's going to fix it?
We will.
We will.
Who was the one at one Seabus?
We did. Well, you know. What are you saying?
I'm not going to say anything because they get too emotional when I make
comments.
No,
they get very, very touchy.
Buzzer takes at the heart.
Yeah, well, no names, because he gets very, very. He does get touchy. He rings me up and it's all my fault.
And then I get messages saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What else we got, boys? Trade. Well, we spoke about trade license. We've been talking about it for quite a few years now. It's been a political op-ball. It's that we've had promises from everyone, Labor, and it's all going to happen, and we've done a lot of work on it, but it's still happening. So we've mounted another charge.
I think when it comes to funding, they go missing, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So the campaign is, we're kicking the campaign off again and charging it again. It's important for our members. We have an election in October next year, so we really want to ramp up the campaign between now and then to get some, not just words, we've got the legislation, but the legislation hasn't been enacted.
Yeah.
And so we really need action now.
And we need to really start pushing for apprentices, don't we? We're going to have a shortage of trades pretty soon. If we haven't already. We've got the carpenters, tilers, plasterers. There's just not enough people to go
around. Why do you reckon that happened? Because the Liberal government made us take out of the EBA. We used to have a... what would you call it?
Ratio of
apprentices to carpenters, and they made us take it out because they said it was illegal. It was I forget the word they used, but
prohibited content.
Nah, it was something else. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We had to take it out along with, where possible, use Australian materials.
Didn't help. They shut down a lot of the TAFEs and the tech schools either, did
it? It's not just important for our union to get licensed to trade. It's important for the community at large. I know, you know, I've gone through some stuff with the house I bought. It wasn't built properly and all that. And if you have licensed trade, it holds the people who actually build it accountable for what it is, and they've got the qualifications to build it. You know what I mean? There's so much dodgy building going on at the moment, and if you had qualified tradesmen, you wouldn't have that. You know what I mean?
I can't speak highly enough. We have over this in the concrete gang, over that training unit, some of the men and women they've turned out, young boys and girls out down there, unbelievable, turned their lives around. You know, some of them were going sort of down the wrong path. Mm. Now they're absolutely burning. I've seen a couple down in Port. They're just blitzing. You know, got their apprenticeships, got their trade. Now they're moving on in life. You know, bought a car, getting a flat. It's fantastic stuff they've done down there. Well, I don't think they're good enough for.
Oh, and I think we just finished our first intake of pre-apprenticeships for the bricklayers, didn't we? I think they just finished the other day, their first intake. So, you know, we've got Bricky starting to roll out now. And a big shout out to, with the apprentice stuff, Liam. Oh, he does a great job with that.
Liam Mahoon, we've given him a few reps over the years. And we'll be doing a bit more of that, especially with the staff in the union, what they've had to put up with through all this sort of stuff. And especially the young women in there. You've got to be careful. Young women in the office, they're unbelievable. They've helped us all through it and sort of, you know, where we lack skills, which is nearly everywhere, they pick up the ball and carry us through. But they've been fantastic. So we'll keep mentioning the staff, and we always will, because without them, we're all staffed, you know.
Yeah, exactly, mate. You know, and they are the backbone. The people that in our union, even the shoppies and the rank and files, the amount of people have stood fat with us, and you know, everyone wants to see the union get out of this administration.
Especially the pay mistress, she's unreal.
Oh, yeah. They don't miss you. They're good at what they do. Them ladies in that section. So, which is gold. You know, which, you know, that they are the heart and backbone of the staff and the way they treat people. And when you call up, have a bit of respect too, you know what I mean? So
yeah, good point. Scallywags, Hamlet Marino.
Yeah, they're playing up a bit. The job's come to an end, so they've moved the sheds down the road a bit, and they're we wouldn't let them walk in the rain to the job at the start of the job, so we're not going to do it at the end of the job, are we, you know?
It's definitely not.
Yeah, so anyway, went down there, got that fixed up. They've set up a few apartments, and everyone working in the building will be in there, and everyone working on the outside will stay where they are because they don't work in the rain.
Beautiful. Capital again.
Capital, mate. Got a job at Q, it's at a school, and they need to do some saw cutting, so we're sort of in the face of the public, so they come and ask the short and the boys if they want to work Sunday for the store cutter. Then 5 minutes later, they wanted to throw the whole job open. It was like, no. Give them an inch, they want a mile.
Yeah, not bad.
And I understand they need all the help they can get to finish jobs.
Or ours still isn't finished, is it?
Right, we've got a couple of sookie lalas. We've got Youngie from Lendlease.
Oh, yeah, the lifts are gone down because Coney are on, they're on strike trying to get their EBA up, which is good on them.
Shout out to them, boys.
Yeah, so the lifts are gone down. He wants them to come back and fix the lifts, you know. The world doesn't revolve around Lendlease.
And Capital.
Well, Capital, because they're whinging because we told them that only the saw cutters could come in.
Well, who's it going to be, boys? I'm sort of, I don't know, Youngie, is he featured for a while, Youngie?
He's been on holidays, so.
Oh, okay. We'll him back as a, we'll make him Sookie Lala. Welcome back, Youngie, we'll make you Sookie Lala. And Scallywag, well, he got the double, so we'll give it the capital, eh?
Yeah, capital.
You all happy with that?
All good.
All right. Okay, we're just about done. Anything else before we go? Branch meeting next Wednesday?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate, what Campo was saying there too. There's a lot of passions running high, but when you come to the office, it's a member's office, and to show respect to the staff the staff that work there, who are unionists, who give it their all for the members, right? So I know passions run high, but it's no reason to take it out on the office or the staff.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
That's good morning for the Concrete Gang. And what are we going out with, musical director?
Last one for Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Mama, I'm coming home. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.